Oh, I'm feeling so good. Oh, how is that for you? Yeah? Oh, I'm glad you liked it. Sorry. I had such a long day. You did too, huh? Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we got to unwind together. That makes me really happy. But now, after we've both come, I think it's time to just relax and maybe... Let's see, what time is it? Yeah, it's getting kind of late. I think maybe we should sleep soon. Don't you? What's wrong? Baby. Of course I can look after you. Come here. Cuddle you in close. No. Why would I think that you're weird? If anything, I'm happy that you told me what you need. I'm glad that you reached out to me. I would much rather give you cuddles when you need them than to have you just not feeling great, you know? Oh, it's something else? Okay, well, what is it? Oh, okay. No, I think I get it. You're feeling some kind of way about wanting comfort because you still feel like you should be acting dominant right now? Or is it like, I don't know, like you're just feeling kind of weird after that? It's okay. You don't need to know exactly how you're feeling. You don't need to name it or explain it. I think I have an idea. Although, it's hard for me to relate because, well, you know I'm a more submissive person, but yeah, I can definitely empathize with that, and I can reassure you that there's nothing wrong with wanting comfort after being a dom. There's nothing wrong with wanting comfort after telling someone what to do and having completely normal, consensual sex with power dynamics. That's okay. Yeah. Well, I'm feeling totally fine. And you did already check in with me. And I told you that I'm all good. So, no, you shouldn't be the one looking after me. You asked for care. And now you're getting it. That's just the way a healthy relationship works. Yeah, we look after each other. And no, it doesn't make you any less of a dom. Doesn't make you any less of a man or anything silly like that. You deserve comfort. So, in addition to these warm, cozy cuddles, I'll tell you how it felt for me. Would that help? Okay. Well, while we were having sex, I didn't feel like I was in danger. I didn't feel genuinely scared or anything. I felt totally safe. And not even once did I think that you were a bad person, or that you were gonna do anything to hurt me. Yeah. We both wanted it. We both agreed on it. It's okay to want to have control sometimes. Especially when you have a partner who likes to give up that control. And since we've both agreed on it, and we've both discussed it, there's nothing wrong with it. I liked it a lot. It feels really good, and I know sometimes you feel a little bit guilty or you feel kind of weird, but even when you call me names and you do things like spank me and things like that, like the things that hurt, I enjoy them in the moment. I really do. Yeah. You didn't do anything wrong. All you did was just fulfill a completely normal need. And that's okay. It was just you and me. And you know, I always have my safe word on hand, and I didn't need to use it once. And do you remember what you told me about my safe word? Yeah, that I should never, ever hesitate to use it. And if I'm not using it, that means that I feel safe and I feel okay with you. I know that sometimes, although you are a pretty dominant person sexually, that it can bring some unpleasant feelings. And that's okay. It's alright. Because I care about you, and I will always be here to comfort you. If you're feeling weird about it, or if ever you just don't want to be dominant that day, if you just want to have normal vanilla sex, or if you want me to take care of you, I'm more than happy to do that. I'm not with you just because we have good sex. And I'm not only with you because you satisfy me sexually. I'm not only with you because you do the things that I like. I think that you're a good person. I think that you're a kind person. And that you're sweet. And that you take really good care of me. And, well, because you take such good care of me, I think you deserve to be looked after too. And that doesn't change how I see you. You're human. And it's completely natural to want care from another human. Yeah. Regardless of sexual dynamic, I'm here. I've got you. Oh. Are you starting to fall asleep? You really needed to hear that, huh? I know. although we don't really talk about it much, sex can be a really emotional thing. And sometimes it can feel kind of heavy. So I'm really, really seriously thankful that you came to me and you told me how you're feeling and that you asked for what you need. Yeah. Oh, baby. Of course. Of course. Anything you need. Now you keep those eyes closed. There you go. Yeah. Relax your jaw. Relax your muscles. You're okay. You're okay. You're safe with me. Can you hear that? The sound of the rain outside. The sound of my voice in your ears. Isn't it comforting? Doesn't it feel nice? Yeah. There you go. Slowly start to drift off to sleep. Tomorrow will be a better day. You're gonna be okay. Yeah. And I'm right here. I'm right here with you while you fall asleep. Yeah. Shh. Just rest. Yeah, there you go. You're okay, my love. Yeah. You are so loved. You are so cared about. Everything is going to be okay. Even if it doesn't feel like it right now, it will be. Yeah. And if ever you're feeling like you're not okay, or you're just feeling weird like this again, you just tell me, and I will be more than happy to hold you and talk to you and comfort you just like I am. Right now, okay? I will always be here to listen and comfort and reassure and remind you that there is nothing wrong with seeking sexual gratification with somebody who wants it just as much as you. Somebody who cares. Somebody who will listen to you. Yeah. You're okay. You're okay. There. Sleep to the sound of my voice and the calming, relaxing rain outside of our window.